kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Three.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
From start to finish, you know, really came out and executed our game plan, especially defensively and offensively, kind of picking up from where we played last game in Philly, where, you know, just everybody being involved, ball moving around, going out to certain matchups. And did a good job.
That's Dwayne Wade after the Bulls' big win over the Thunder, 128-100. That tipped off their six-game road trip. Jimmy Butler led the way with 28 points as four of the five starters finished with double digits. The Bulls are back to 500. They play tomorrow night in Houston. NHL, the Blackhawks are in Glendale to take on the Coyotes tonight. The Hawks have dropped their last three as Phoenix has lost five of their last 10, and they sit with the second-worst point total in the West. Puck drops at 8. In golf, Tiger Woods shot a 77 in the opening round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Sergio Garcia is the leader after firing a 7-under 65, so Tiger sits 12 shots back after the first round. And Nino Bertasio of Italy sits 2 shots back of the leader. College Buckets, number 25 Northwestern, trailed by 22 at the half, and then number 23 Purdue rolled to a big win, 80-59. Tonight in Buckets, number 1 Gonzaga takes on BYU. Oregon State hosts number 5 Arizona. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Join Jay Zawoski for Bud Light's Blackhawks on the Glass with Brian Campbell on Monday, February 13th from 7 to 8:30 at Another Round in Downers Grove. Get an autograph from Brian and enter to win Blackhawks tickets brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by the convenience stores of Speedway.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Matt in the gun on the near hash mark. Takes a snap. Play fake to Freeman. Ryan wants to throw. Jones the catch.
Look 40. Out! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Third and goal to go. Brady identifies the mic from the right hash mark of the 10. Tom waits on the snap and takes it. Backs up, bouncing on his feet. Looks down the middle. Throws down the middle. Touchdown, Edelman! One more score for the Patriots.
Greg Gabriel with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Greg Gabriel is the man in charge of scouting for Pro Football Weekly, and he is a key contributor to our football coverage here on The Score. You follow him on Twitter at Greg Gabe. You hear him now on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. So you've been a part of some of these big games, Greg, as a scout, as a front office executive. What's it like?
I don't think you can beat it. I've been involved in four of them, have 2 wins and 2 losses. So I was just thinking maybe I should go back to work to break the tie, see if I can get lucky one more time. But no, it's an awesome experience when you're part of one of the clubs that's down there. Actually, the first Super Bowl I went to was Super Bowl 20 when the Bears beat the Patriots. The following year, you know, I was working for the Giants, and we played Denver in Super Bowl 21 out in Pasadena, and just the whole, and having never been a part of one, that whole experience was just something that I'd never seen before. And, you know, between not just the game, but the parties and everything else, and especially because it was in L.A. and Hollywood, and there was a lot of stars there. I know that Chris Mara, who is now vice president of evaluations for the Giants. He was a scout with us at that time, and his next door neighbor was Tom Cruise. And so Tom Cruise was always with the scouts for the entire weekend, and that made it a lot of fun. And winning made it even better. When you lose the game, it's awful. And I won the first two. We lost the second two, and there's really no worse feeling than that. And the strangest game was probably my second Super Bowl, Super Bowl 25. That was right after the Gulf War started. Yep. And so the security was amazing. I mean, they had gunships flying over the stadium because we had just gone into a war situation. The league canceled all the parties that were usually go on in the week leading up to the game, so it was a more somber type experience. The good part was that Giants were playing the Buffalo Bills, my home team, and I was still living in Buffalo at the time, so beating my hometown team, that was an extra benefit. And the day after the game, we flew into Buffalo, and I had a big Giants duffel bag that I carried my stuff in, and in the Buffalo airport waiting for the bag, and it comes through on the carousel, and to say it got spit on and kicked a few times would be an understatement.
Well, I wouldn't do that to you, Greg Gabriel. You got Tom Brady looking for his fifth Super Bowl, and of course the story starts where he's a sixth-round pick and everybody overlooked him, and he became a champion and one of the greatest of all time. This year, you've got a fourth-rounder in Dak Prescott who had great success. And other than validating those scouts who found those diamonds in the rough, what does that do to the quarterback position and the way people scout it? Because now you've got guys who think, okay, maybe I can hit in the fifth, or maybe I can hit in the third. Looking at the quarterbacks that have played in Super Bowls, you know that it's a first or second round gamble because that's where the pedigree comes from. But have we opened up a wider net to what might be a viable quarterback in the NFL because of the success of later round picks?
No, not really. And you know, I think Tom Brady is a special experience. You need to go back to that. And I was working for the Giants during that period, and he was a starting quarterback going into the previous year, going into his last year.
Yeah, it was that Drew Henson stuff, right?
Right. And Drew Henson comes in, and in order to land Drew Henson as a recruit, they had to promise him that he would start. The loser out of that was Tom Brady. And Brady was and ended up, you know, during the course of the season, Henson showed he couldn't play very well, and Brady got back in there and played. But, you know, still what they told you was that, you know, Brady wasn't good enough to start. He wasn't, and this is why Drew Henson was playing. And so I think from the standpoint of looking at him when you're writing your reports, you know, you had that to, you know, you're going on what coaches tell you, and they're not telling you a lot of promising things. And then when we got out to the East-West game, he played the East-West All-Star game back then, it was in San Francisco, and he gets up on the stage Monday of practice week for the weigh and measure, and he had the world's worst body. And I'm sure, you know, you've seen pictures of it. That was from the combine, which is only a few weeks later, but that didn't help me there. And he runs like a 5.2 or a 5.3 40. So all the numbers were poor, but a lot of the quarterback game is played from the neck up, and that's where he was superlative, and he's, you know, reshaped his body, and he's probably a lot better athlete now at 39 years old than he was when he was 22 coming out of college. And it's just, you know, really the exception to the rule. With Dak Prescott last year, you know, his tape didn't warrant him getting drafted any higher than where he got drafted. You know, he was in, especially his junior year, he was inconsistent. His accuracy was off. He played better as a senior, but not enough to say, you know, put him in the first or second round. There was just too many inconsistencies. But now, you know, he goes to Dallas, not a lot is expected of him, and he's got some really superlative coaches around him. He's got, you know, people who Steve DeBerg and Garrett were both quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm sure that really helped his situation, helped the learning process. And then when you look at his character, his football character, he wants to learn. He wants to be a great player, and he put everything into it. So, again, you know, I think in both cases it's more the exception than anything else. Guys usually go where they should go.
That leads us into the discussion of the news of the day, and that is that Jason LaCanfora reports that the Bears will make what he calls a strong, concerted effort to acquire quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, according to sources with knowledge of the situation, calls him far and away their top offseason priority, and also speculates that the Bears' top pick now may not have to be involved. So on a couple levels here, just objectively, your thoughts on Jimmy Garoppolo when you first saw him, and then how does it matter that he is now in some ways a product of that very same system you're describing that is so good at developing quarterbacks?
Well, first I'm going to say one thing. When LaCanfora says something, I take it with a grain of salt. Usually it's wrong.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, when you go through and you see what he tweets out, and, you know, he was the guy who said the Bears hired, you know, a consultant to look over the front office. Wrong. And he has done this on numerous occasions, so I don't really believe it. I think he throws a lot of darts at the wall. But now when you look at the Garoppolo thing, and we had talked about this before, you know, on this show, and guy's obviously a talented quarterback, but there's really no body of work to look at to say, you know, what's he worth? He would have had that opportunity this year. He played in two games, played well. But then he got hurt, and that's all you've seen. So what are you going to pay for a guy that's been in the league or played, really started two games in his career, hasn't thrown that many passes? You just don't know, you know, what you're going to get. And what's going to happen, especially if you have to pay a high price, is your guy like Ryan Pace is gambling his career on that move. If he doesn't pan out, and I'm not saying he's not going to pan out, he could turn out to be a great quarterback, but if he doesn't pan out, that could cost Ryan Pace his job. Same thing as if he takes a quarterback at the three spot. I mean, either way, you know, he's into an almost no-win situation if the guy doesn't pan out. But, you know, Garoppolo's talented, just very, very inexperienced. Is he exactly what the Bears want? I don't know. They'd have to do a lot of work. If I'm the Bears, I'm going to, and I said this before, I want some sort of an if-come trade. I don't want to give up a lot this year because I don't know what he is. But if he plays good, I'll give him a one the following year.
I don't know if they have the leverage to do that. I mean, of course that would be great, but do you think do you see that as possible?
Well, the point is that if I got to give up a two this year, okay, I might think about that, being that, you know, he's going into his fourth year, he does have some experience. You just don't know how good he's going to be, and he's a local kid. You're going to hope that he plays well. But that, you know, having to give up the third pick in the draft, I wouldn't do that in a million years.
All right, so it seems like Alshon Jeffrey, the likelihood of him being back from some reports, seems like it's getting less and less. You don't know what you have in Kevin White. Are the Bears in the market for another wide receiver in an early round of this year's draft as well?
Yeah, or in free agency. What do they have? You know, you got to look at the roster, and there's not a whole lot there. And if you don't you don't know what Kevin White is. He hasn't been able to show you anything, not through any fault of his own. He's been injured, and that's part of the game. Elshon's one of the top receivers in the game, but it's going to cost a lot of money to keep him because he is going to be able to get that money on the open market. And if they decide to move on, then, yeah, they're going to have to go out and get a receiver. Not one receiver. They're going to have to go out and get a few. And I would think part of that might be in free agency and part in the draft. And it's a good class for receivers in this draft. You know, you're going to get good players into the fourth round, fifth round at that position, and guys who can play. You're not going to have a guy that's worthy of a top 10 selection, but they'll probably be three or four going first round.
Why are so many Bears assistant coaches leaving?
I don't know the answer to that other than security, I think, might fall into it. This is a make-or-break year for John Fox. You go somewhere else, you get a new deal, you get a three-year contract. There's a lot more security than that than being here 1 year and maybe out on the street at the end of next December, the first week in January. And that just may be part of it right there. And you know, maybe it's a situation, too, where some people just don't get along and they'd rather be somewhere else.
All right, speaking of coaching staffs, how does Kyle Shanahan stay true to both his current employer and his future employer with putting together a staff while trying to put together a game plan to win a Super Bowl for his employer?
Well, it's been done before, and the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons did it just a couple of years ago. You know, you got to be able to slot your time he's had actually a few weeks to really, he's known he's going to get this job for a few weeks to try to put his staff together. I know in the situation with Atlanta a few years ago, there was coaches that he wanted, and Atlanta went out and hired those coaches. You know, and before the head coach hire was actually official, and San Francisco could very well do the same thing, but I don't know if they're quite as smart over there right now.
They're not, but we also know that they've got a nominal general manager who has never done this before, and who's going to need a right-hand man. You know, Mark Domenech was speculated that somebody who actually knows the actual mechanism of doing the job. So there's a lot of moving parts there.
You like San Francisco, Greg?
I'm sorry, what?
You like San Francisco? You're looking at any property out there?
I'll tell you what. Now, to work in San Francisco, they'd have to give you about 2.5 a year. A little expensive to buy a house. But they did hire a guy this week. They hired a guy who was with the Broncos the last few years. He was their director of college scouting or something. And knows Lynch from the Bronco days, and he's going to go out there and help them. But, again, Lynch isn't not going to say he can't do a great job. Elway's done a great job having no front office experience, but he's in for a rude awakening. It's a little different than analyzing games on TV.
My other thought was we might lose you to the Colts because Chris Ballard, who was for a long time candidate for a lot of jobs, he finally lands what looks like a very solid position, and I wonder if your phone's been ringing since he got that job.
Well, it's been ringing to talk to Chris to congratulate him, and we've shared texts. Chris and I are really close. Great guy, and I can't be happier for him. He's the first guy I hired when I came here to Chicago. I hired him and Teddy Monago the same day, about 4 or 5 days after Jerry and I came here in 2001, June of 2001. And it didn't take long to figure out that Chris was going to be a future superstar in the front office. Very astute guy, very smart, a great evaluator, and he can sell a player better than anybody I've ever been around.
Well, I always hear these interviews go 4, 5, 6 hours, and I wonder, what can you possibly be talking about for that long? I know it goes, you know, spans maybe a breakfast and a lunch, or maybe you go out and have some drinks, but
they're testing your mental stamina.
But what kind of questions are asked when you're talking to the future architect of your football team?
There are so many scenarios that should go over. I don't think I have it anymore, but I had a questionnaire that if we were going out looking for a general manager or a head coach, what you would, you know, questions you'll be looking at. Sometimes you have 100 questions on there. And a lot of times it hits you. You try to talk about all the different scenarios that could happen in the course of a season, in the course of two seasons, good things and bad things, situations that could come up, you know, with the media or problems in the office between the president and the general manager, or with a coach and a general manager, situations like that, and how you would react to those type of things. Wow. So there's more to it than just who you're going to draft and how you're going to build your team.
So media scenarios. That's like, give me an example of a media scenario that
you know, if something happens, you know, you got a problem, like when Tank Johnson was here, situations like that, and then, you know, you have to deal with the media, you have to deal with the ownership of the team because of the situation, and so it's those type of situations that, you know, you want to know how the guy you're going to hire is going to react when, you know, the something gets caught up in the fan.
All right, last thought on Super Bowl 51 and how you see this unfolding.
I see New England winning mainly because of the experience I think I read something earlier in the week or the end of last week that Tom Brady has more Super Bowl experience than all of the Falcons put together. When you look at that roster and how many guys have played in big games like that, I think that really comes to the forefront once you get to the big game. Belichick's experience between a head coach and being an assistant coach in the Super Bowl, you know, he was my first two Super Bowls with the Giants. He was the defensive coordinator. He's got a ton of experience being in that situation. He does a better job than anybody in the game in preparing his team and being able to take away the strengths. So I just can't see New England not winning.
Greg, thank you. Great stuff.
Talk to you later, guys. Thanks.
That is Greg Gabriel. And guess what we have, Jason?
What's that?
A wayward sext.
Are you serious?
I think this is the first one we've gotten on Bernstein and Goff.
Let me turn these lights down.
It's from the 847. And this is sent to us at 67011. I don't know if it's to you or if it's to me. It says, I need a freak tonight. .. Take a nap if you have to.
Wow.
Hey.
That is preparing somebody for the back-blowing outage.
That is that's strong stuff there. It's like, get hydrated, bring checkbook.
Right. I mean, whatever you gotta do. Get that Gatorade IV, yeah, exactly. Lace up those Tims, start get ready.
Stretching, get your Toradol shot, painkillers, whatever you might need.
You gotta have previous work on file, by the way, to send a text like that. Like, you gotta have, like, you know, messed up a hairdo or two in your life to say something like that to a person.
It's probably a wife or husband of 25 years.
I need a freak tonight.
I need a freak tonight. Take a nap if you have to. So
is that? But hold on now. Does that mean he's like, hey, you know, hit your sister up and you can take a nap while it's happening? Like, is he talking to this person?
Ooh.
You know?
That's an interesting interpretation.
Here. There's layers here.
Yeah.
You know? What if he's one of these Utah dudes? Get your sister wife on the phone and take a nap if you have to.
You take a nap over there if you have to. Go see a movie or something.
I need a freak.
Not
I need
you.
A freak tonight.
And I texted back, you betcha.
So you sent him off now. So now he's walking around his, you know, his
you
office.
It's a he. I don't, it's a he. Don't assume.
Ooh, my bad. Yeah.
Right?
The ladies listen to the score as well. My bad, ladies.
And the response was, this is embarrassing. I'm sorry. Oh, don't be sorry. Are you kidding? I love this.
Now I need to know more details. You know, do you carb up? You know, did you
carbo load? Yeah.
Do you get yourself a nice pasta dinner?
What constitutes a freak? I mean, maybe it's a little something different.
Listen.
Role playing.
I learned from Jim Murray in my time in Atlanta. He said, never, ever, ever underestimate the freakiness of the man next to you. And I said, you know what? I won't, Jim. And I will not ask you any more questions. So, you know, what may be freaky to you may not be freaky to others.
Well, I got a piece of advice to...
I need a freak tonight.
I got a piece of advice from a late and lamented professional basketball player who once told me we were out. And he was proposing some various scenarios based on the trajectory of the evening.
He makes it sound like there's a PowerPoint involved.
No, it's more picture like a
this is going to happen if I drink this much.
Right, but there's like a submarine movie where the guy's got the red grease pen. You know, they're trying to plan the route to get it through the proper...
Next thing you know, Gene Hackman's in lingerie.
Yeah, just something like that. I mean, the big glass thing and they're moving parts. And they're trying to draw vectors and lines.
And if we
lower the speed here and we turn this particular angle. So he's just trying to figure it out. And I said exactly. Yeah. So I said, hey...
Different kind of docking.
I said, are you sure that thing's going to work out? And he looks at me. And he puts his finger in my chest, and he says, man, all women are freaks.
You know what? If you ask the right way and with enough authority, you'd be surprised what you get your lady to do. You know, if you look her in the eye sternly, and you can't go in there meek. And you go,
I was thinking about maybe.
Right. And you may fall flat on your face, but you've planted that seed that you can come back and water every once in a while, maybe. Maybe.
That was...
Take a nap. That is like, hey, you got some splaining to do later. I need a freak tonight. Like what? Every other night is just like, all right, Randy, come on, just
oh, yeah. All right, here you go.
Got you. You need your medicine. All right, whatever.
Knock it out.
I need a freak tonight. That is some tough talk by
Can
whoever that is.
Can you feel the freak tonight,
man? Yep. Shout out. And now you got me thinking that it is a lady. So that, you know, there's no bigger way to get punked than for your lady to press that on-demand button and you not be able to, you know, or you thinking, oh, man, I got a migraine or, you know, I strained a quad at the gym. It's like, nope, you got to throw that backpack on and walk that trail, mister.
How about trying to have a baby?
Well.
When you're actually actively trying.
I forgot
the name of the movie, but there's a Gene Wilder movie where he's that guy, and the way they're trying to, and it's just like she calls down from upstairs, and he's just like, oh, and he's just this long trudge up the stairs.
Something that's supposed to be so enjoyable, and he's like, damn it, like having to be on call. It's like when the animals in the zoo get thrown the meat. You know what I mean? Instead of going to hunt for it, you're like, oh, come on, man. It's not in my DNA.
One of the coolest things I ever saw at the New Orleans Zoo. I know, Tanny, don't make your face at me. The New Orleans Zoo in the lowland gorillas. Mm-hmm. It's an enclosure, but it's mm-hmm. wide open. It's a great design. And we were there when the zookeeper came out to just throw them their snack.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally was throwing vegetables. And she knew what each one liked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, the alpha male got his whole celery, like a whole bunch of celery leaves on it and everything. He just takes a bite out of the back of it. And if she didn't throw it directly, like make a good throw, they would get the look that the primary female gave when she had to lean and reach to grab.
Oh, I got
to
do your job for you.
Exactly. It was like an acorn squash or something. And she swipes it out of the air with one hand and gave her this look like, dude.
Is that all you got?
Right. Like, I'm not here to go leaning out here to catch the squash. And she goes, yep. She gave me the stink eye on that one.
Yeah, man.
And but you're right. It's like life's so easy, you know?
You want to go get it.
And then there was my guy the day of the bonobos, the gorilla of the Milwaukee Zoo that was eating a cardboard box. I'd never seen that before.
Well, I hope he's taking that. Gotta get through that cardboard box.
Oh, the bonobos? That's all they, I mean, they need a lot of naps.
Chris Tannehill's
going to kill me.
He's going to kill you.
I understand that. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
The score is proud to announce the launch of our brand new state-of-the-art culinary kitchen. Log on to culinarykitchenchicago.com for your chance to win your way into an exclusive cooking demonstration and discussion with 93 XRT's Lynn Bramer and Pork and Mindy's executive chef and Food Network star Jeff Morrow on February 6th. If you love food, you've got to check this out.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Commissioner Roger Goodell insists that there would be nothing awkward about going back to Foxborough and that he had been there just 2 years ago. Yeah, the only thing more awkward than him going back is him insisting that it wouldn't be awkward. Even better is Goodell saying that he would go if he's invited. Since when does this guy need an invitation or permission to do anything at all? He does whatever the hell he wants, whenever he wants. Judge, jury, and executioner, remember? It's not a matter of him not being invited. It's a matter of him not wanting to go anywhere near that joint. And can you blame him? What's he get out of that? He made it clear yesterday he doesn't think he did anything wrong and that Pat Nation should not be waiting on an apology that just isn't coming. Time to ratchet up the hate, Chouds, because this dude is not going to give you what you want. I'm Jim Rome.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines. So why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
33.
Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
You know, nobody sells for less, and nobody certainly sells for less during Mattress Firm's President's Day sale.
You're not going to do better than this. Up to $500 store-wide on the best brands like Serta, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and more. And some specific Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. You can save up to $500 on those, and that includes the adjustable base that's really cool.
You know, they even have some queen sets, Dan, for as low as $179.99, which means there's something there for every budget. Plus, it's a great opportunity for you to sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
And if you haven't experienced the adjustable base, all I'm telling you to do is experience it. Just try for yourself and see what all the different permutations are, because then it's not just getting one new mattress. Because of the different ways it can be positioned, you end up with an infinite number of mattresses depending on what you want to do, and they'll walk you through it. They have a very simple way of making sure you've got the right firmness and the right size and all of the simple things, and say, all right, well, if you like that, let's see what we can do with all of that adjusted in any way you want.
And if you love social media, Mattress Firm has all the info and all your sleep needs, from bedtime tips to promotions. Just follow them and visit them on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram today for the latest updates. You go to mattressfirm.com. That's where you find the location nearest you. You get in there and take advantage of the President's Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah, seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Two of us get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
We take great pride in throwing great practices, and that was where we were going to make our team, right out on the practice fields. The versatility, that was going to for sure be another one. And then the last part is, I think toughness is a talent. And when you watch our team play, I would hope that would jump out to you and say, this team, they're tough. They know how to finish.
That's Falcons head coach Dan Quinn. And toughness is a talent, and practice does make perfect. Coverage of Super Bowl 51 starts at 3 o'clock right here on The Score. Oh, the Falcons are playing the New England Patriots on Sunday in the big game. The Bulls tipped off their 6-game road trip with a win over the Thunder, 128-100. Jimmy Butler led the way with 28 points, as 4 of the 5 starters finished with double digits. The Bulls are back to 500 now. They play tomorrow night in Houston. NHL, the Blackhawks are in Glendale to take on the Coyotes. The Hawks have dropped their last 3. Phoenix has lost 5 of their last 10. They sit with the second-worst point total in the West. Puck drops at 8. In golf, Tiger shot a 77 in the opening round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Sergio Garcia is the leader after firing a 7-under 65, so Tiger sits 12 back after 1. Nino Bertazio of Italy, he sits 2 back with a 67. College Buckets, number 25, Northwestern, trailed by 22 at the half as the Purdue Boilermakers, number 23 in the country, roll to an 80-59 victory. Tonight in college basketball, number 1 Gonzaga takes on BYU, and Oregon State hosts number 5 Arizona. Hey, football fans, make sure to order Aurelio's Pizza this weekend for the big game. A Chicago Tribune's Best of Chicago. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered hot and fresh. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It's the sauce. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen for all the coverage on Sunday at Chicago's number one rated sports station.
Yep.
Easy for me to say. Hey, you watch it with those drops, mister. 670 The Score and 670 The Score.
That's a bad battle to fight there, Maddie.
What's
that's,
that?
That's Tanny.
Take it on Tanny.
Oh, no. There's nothing but love there.
Tanny's a soft touch. He won't do that.
You know, I was actually, I meant to text him that text, and I sent it to 670-11. So sorry about that earlier.
Oh, so you don't want us to take a nap?
No. I want about Tanny being a freak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was for him, yeah.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
So I didn't mean to do that over the air.
You don't have to text me that, Matt. It's already implied.
Yep.
You already know I take my Thursday nap.
I don't know how he doesn't take a nap after his Thanksgiving luncheon.
Yeah, see, now.
Here we go again, everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to go down to HR right now. Yeah, I'm just about had it.
He doesn't bring a Thanksgiving luncheon. He brings a little Tupperware of whatever he ate.
I had two chicken thighs.
Right.
Quinoa and
why
veggies.
Are you worried? What he eat don't just, make you poop? Why are you worried about him?
Maybe it does. Maybe it's a transference of some kind.
It's awfully interesting coming from you, by the way, when you look at your, because you eat one meal a day.
Yes.
And what you eat for dinner is enough for like a grown man to eat for 4 days.
Yes.
So like to be critical of this guy, particularly over the air, it's pretty insulting.
I'm just amazed because when I eat
that
you're
much,
not
amazed.
I
you're insulting him and you're talking down to him and you're degrading him. It's what you do to people.
Let's play the feud.
Show me making whoopee.
Right, exactly. 6 people said dwarf penis.
Ooh.
Only 6? What's this world coming to?
Right. I think I'm done.
Oh.
I think I might not be, but I could. Wait,
you can keep ripping down if you want.
Yeah, yeah. We always have
music still up.
No. I have nothing but love for Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Dan
B.
Dan B. I love you. Dan B. Affable Dan. Like a new, your new comic book superhero.
Affable Dan.
Affable Dan. I like everyone. I defend the rights of the poor and the oppressed. I am Affable Dan.
Yeah.
Just put Dan B in the box and give me more money.
Folks, that's a plan.
670 the score. And 670 the score. .com.
The scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap it up. Trojan.
It will be 22 years in May.
Get your Emmett Smith year in?
22 years, yep.
Nice. It's a long time. How old are you?
It is a long time. I am 47.
Wow. Almost half your life has been spent
in the score. Think about that. Almost half my life I've been employed here.
Wow. That is a long time to be the bane of everyone's existence.
Well, I guess it's working,
You've gone through, what, like 9 program directors?
Well, they kind of recycle every once in a while.
Ron and Drew and
Ron, Jeff Schwartz, Drew Hayes.
Was that Alzamora for?
No, it was a program director.
Yeah.
And then that's really all. Because after Drew, it was Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guys above that, you had Agassi, you had Harvey, and you had some of those guys too.
Yeah, outlasted everybody. You are the radio cockroach.
Hey, there's something to be said for that, man.
It is. It is.
Now, when did you want to go?
Poor talent evaluation.
When did you want to run through this caller for that Lawrence took last night? This really unfortunate call.
Oh, the Lake Zurich thing. You want to do it? Let's take a quick timeout.
Let's take a break and come back and play that because I couldn't believe it. But it's
I haven't heard it yet.
I didn't think it was real, but it apparently is real with somebody going a little Penn State on the Lake Zurich assault situation. So that's coming up in a moment on the score.
Sunday, the score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51. It's Matt Ryan's Atlanta Falcons.
And he's stepping in for the touchdown! 73 yards for Julio Jones!
Taking on Brady and Belichick's New England Patriots.
It's a flea flicker. Brady winds up. Long pass over the shoulder catch.
Coverage starts at 3 p.m. only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station. Super Bowl 51 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Choose from 25 different brats and sausages. Sack the crowd with appetizers like cocktail meatballs and shrimp.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cars for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Chicken wing.
Series premiere of Superior Donuts, starring Judd Hirsch.
I'm really feeling the urge to hug you right now.
Resist it.
Then it's Mom versus Mom on A New Mom.
Why do you make up facts? Why can't you just say, I don't know?
I don't know.
And last but not least comes the hit show Life in Pieces.
Oh, okie dokie, do.
It's all new on America's biggest night of comedy.
Aren't you sweetie?
CBS Tonight. Then, from the executive producers of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it to a single shift.
I'll take my chance.
Don't miss the series premiere of the new drama Training Day. CBS Tonight.
Tonight starting at 7 on CBS 2. Then stay tuned for CBS 2 News at 10.
Hey, maybe you're one of those people that have been turned down for a refinance in the past because the lender told you your house wouldn't appraise high enough. That's crazy. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team close loans every day without appraisals. And you know what else they do? They don't charge any out-of-pocket costs, so leave your checkbook at home. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Valentine's Day? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. And you'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. So visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap it because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon star.
So I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk. And not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Felix, Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Upside.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
So last night on the Lawrence Holmes show on Sports Radio 670, he took a call I didn't think we would hear in the wake of the burgeoning Lake Zurich assault scandal in the football program and elsewhere in their athletic department. And this woman essentially believes that it's all on the kids and doesn't really seem all that worried about it.
Out to Lake Zurich and Laura. Hey, Laura, you're on the score.
My son played football for Lake Zurich High School for 4 years. He's now a sophomore in college. And I want to say it's an outstanding program. And I'm having a really hard time that they are insinuating that this has been going on for the past 20 years. There may have been an incident that took place this year, but it's an isolated incident. My child or others on the team were never urinated on, sexual acts, and I'm just getting upset how the media is really blowing this out of proportion. These coaches are the most outstanding gentlemen I've ever met.
Then why did they resign?
I think they resigned because they were forced into resigning.
But if they didn't do anything wrong, then why would they not be on the side of righteousness and stick it out and fight?
I think they did. did that just to try to hope that this would blow over and not become what it has become.
Laura, is it possible that there is stuff that's going on that you don't know about Lake Zurich football?
Not at all. I know gentlemen that have been playing on the team for the last 15 years.
So so what you're saying is that what these two young people have alleged is completely not true?
I am not saying that at all.
Well, I just asked you, is it possible that there's stuff that's happened with Lake Zurich football that you don't know?
Okay.
And you said absolutely not.
Not that have happened in the past. You are insinuating, I've been listening to you. You have been saying that people have been urinated on over the last so many years. Genitals have been put in other people's mouths.
I'm just reading what the story is from the lawsuit itself.
I totally understand that.
It doesn't seem like you understand it.
I totally understand. If you look into that law firm, they are all about trying to make money. I'm not saying that children were not affected by this, and I feel very badly.
It doesn't seem like you feel bad for them at all, Laura.
I feel very badly for them. Do not tell me I do not.
It doesn't seem like it.
What I feel badly is that the school and the program is being hammered for something that an isolated incident.
But Laura, if this had happened to your child, wouldn't you want there to be an investigation? Wouldn't you want there to be punishment? Wouldn't you want for it to not happen to someone else?
I certainly would. However, they're saying this has been going on for 20 years. I know the gentlemen, all of them, that were coaches, and they cannot be solely responsible for what some idiotic 16, 17, 18-year-old is doing in a locker room. What?
But isn't that their job to be responsible for them?
Okay, so if my child decides to do something tonight,
in the locker,
am I responsible?
Yes, Laura, you are.
I think the children are responsible for it that did the actions. I don't think the whole school should be put down. I don't think the whole program should be put down. I'm very enraged what happened to these children, and it should never have taken place.
So okay, if you are enraged by that, then why shouldn't the people in charge of that program in the school be punished for it, even if only monetarily?
I don't feel they should be punished for it because they were not the ones doing the actions. Locker rooms, I mean, I played sports for years as well. Maybe you did. Coaches were not, they don't watch your every move. So what these children decided to do on their own, the boys should be held accountable.
The coaches knew about it, though.
You don't want the coaches to run the locker room at the prep level?
They did not run the locker room.
I think that that's very clear, Laura, that they didn't run the locker room. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate the conversation, but I think that your attitude is part of the problem.
Yeah, people like Laura foster that environment.
That is the problem.
Yeah, and the coaches...
That's somebody's mom?
The coaches themselves said, yeah, it's happened to me before. It's no big deal. That was one of the direct quotes from Chad Beaver.
That's somebody's mother.
Yo, you know what it is, though? This is what happens when you grow up in a place, you stay in a place...
Penn State.
And you bring stuff to the bake sale and you wear all the team colors and you're a little bit too involved and you know what's happening with the kids' social lives and you know you're the cool mom. Maybe they can drink in your basement like that. There's a weird, creepy vibe that if you want to dig a little bit deeper, I'm sure is probably here in this situation.
That's tough to take there. That's tough to take.
That's a guardian.
Exactly.
That's a guardian.
That's a mother.
Dude. Don't mess around like you do care about the children that are being affected by this, because all the children are being affected by this, even the ones that are perpetrating these things, these disgusting acts on the victims.
Read the document.
Dude.
The actual lawsuit is in the public record. Read the specifics. And it's not just her beloved football program either. It's across sports over a long period of time.
And I know I'm a new parent, but what parent doesn't think that they're responsible for the actions of their children? Like, the children... Oh, God.
What do you think your job is?
Right!
Not to mention, and when we spoke with Attorney Tony Romanucci earlier in the show, that in a letter to players...
They cop to it.
And parents, the school admitted it was egregious and widespread. In writing. They acknowledged it.
She's a believer. She's a Lake Zurich football believer. Don't you get in the way. Mess up the program, mister.
It's right here. I mean, it's just, it's like, we're not talking about
right.
Steubenville, right. Ohio, you know.
Right. In your backyard.
Or Happy Valley. It's right here.
And I'm sure there's a lot of districts around this area that are asking their coaches, and should have been. If you work for a high school in the last couple of days and you haven't been asked in the athletic department by your administrators or somebody like, hey, is there anything I need to know about? Like, you wouldn't be doing a good job if you're an athletic director, if you didn't go around to your entire school while it's in session and take out a gym teacher or two and you know, pull them to the side or pull her to the side and say, hey, you see what's going on up here in Lake Zurich? Anything I need to know about? I don't like surprises. You can tell me now. We can figure this thing out because, man, you got 20 years. And we had Dick Quagliano on yesterday who said it's the worst kept secret in the Northwest suburbs. What are you keeping a secret for if it's an isolated incident? You get it out in the open and, you know, you move on if it's a one-off, right?
Even when you admitted that it wasn't an isolated incident. The school itself, in a letter signed by the school and sent out.
In the text that we got yesterday while we were interviewing Quags from the Daily Herald, I mean, they were flying in of personal experiences and stories and kids having to transfer before this whole thing blew up. So, Laura, and by the way, shout out to Lawrence Holmes for handling that about as professional as you possibly can, because, man, you're talking to a demented person, apparently. Like, you're talking to a person
who isn't even aware. That is, wow.
You're taking up for Lake Zurich football. Like, you talk about the hill that you want to die on. Is Lake Zurich football the hill that you want to die on? Kids are being assaulted. Kids are being sodomized. Kids are being urinated on.
Oh, this is angry from the 847. You guys know all, don't you? So it's going on for 20 years, and it just comes out now. Okay, sure.
Well, there are reports of cases going back to 1998.
And they admitted it.
Yeah.
The school admitted to it.
And don't tell on yourself so quickly. You know, because doth thus protest too much.
He's Jason Goff, quoting Macbeth. And I am Dan Bernstein. This is Bernstein and Goff. You have the score.
Check out the score, starting lineup. Molly and Henley, mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein teams up with Jason Goff. Afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. We're proud to be the voice of the fan for over 25 years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, fellas, we all know there's no one like your Valentine, your special person in your life. This year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that's as unique as they are. A gift from Sherry's Berries shows him or her how you put that thought into that, finding that perfect gift. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or you can double the berries for just $10 more. You just need to put my code in to take advantage of this deal. Jason G is the code. These berries are decadent, fresh, juicy, sweet, shareable, and irresistible. Topped with chocolate chips, decorated swizzles, and chopped nuts. Woo! Surprise her in her office or workplace, and her coworkers are sure to be a little bit jealous, and she'll be overjoyed, and you get all the cool points that can allow you to send a text to tell her to take a nap, because you're coming through. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries' incredible collection of gifts. Your gift will be perfectly packaged in a gift box with all the details taken care of. Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, there's only one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in J-A-S-O-N-G. Order them today and tell them Goff sent you.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for pre-auto show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the pre-auto show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
when it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day. Celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, and whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap, wrap, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap, wrap, wrap it up. Trojan.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars.